Utah's Chief Deputy Attorney General John Swallow says the Supreme Court ruling is a win for Utah because it prevents the federal government from coercing states.
Whether or not Medicaid is expanded will now be up to the state. And the state would need not fear that if they say no to the expansion, they're going to lose current dollars. That gives the state a real true choice. The way it was passed gave the state no real choice because by not opting to expand, they risk losing, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars that they already have right now under the current program.
The decision is now up to the governor and the state legislature. Speaking shortly after the ruling was announced, Governor Gary Herbert called the ACA bad policy, and he called on Congress to repeal the law. But he did not have an answer yet on whether Utah would choose to expand Medicaid.
Well, yet to be decided. You know, we're just finding out about this right now. But again, I'm not going to do something that's going to bust our budget. I can tell you that. We need to do what's responsible on behalf of the taxpayers. And you know, like most things, it's a balancing act of what is the cost-to-benefit ratio. So we'll have to analyze that, too, with Medicaid.
Herbert says his staff is conducting a thorough legal and policy review. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.